You asked me why I love you, and I said I don't know. And I could tell that you were disappointed with that answer, so I carried on. Said, I mean, I've loved a lot of people in my life, or I thought I have. I guess I've written them all off when they leave, or I leave them, you know, because that means, doesn't it? That means that it couldn't have been love to begin with. So why not just write it off? Sorry, that's not really answering your question. I mean, I guess I thought I was so fucking smart when you met me. When I was 23, I'd finally started to feel like a real person, you know, a human being. Kept the kind of secrets real people keep, told the kind of lies real people tell, and most exciting of all, I loved like I thought real people loved. Never really staying anywhere, perpetually in the process of going somewhere. I thought I was dark and mysterious and fucking irresistible. Now I look back on 23-year-old me, I think, Jesus Christ, man, what a dick, what a leech, treating relationships like an ice cream factory, eating all I could handle and then throwing it all up and running away. And yeah, I'm not 23 anymore, but I'm still me, and what's more, I still want to run away sometimes, a lot of times actually, in that stupid little way I do, where I lock myself in my room, and I watch strangers play video games till my brains start to leak all over the sofa, and I get high, and I write, and I sing, and I hope it still sounds good when I'm sober. Fuck, sorry. You asked me a direct question. I guess I'm scared that I'm imaginary, that I invent myself every day so other people don't have to. That who I really am is secondary to what I want everyone else to see. And I'm scared that I'm crazy, but God help me, I'm twice as scared I'm sane. Cause then what excuse do I have for treating people like problems that need to be solved or explained? And that's where you come in. You came along, you taught me that people cannot be explained, that we are all ghost stories at the end of the day, and maybe we should just aim to stay that way. Maybe there's a reason why we do the wonderful, horrible things we do to each other, but the reasons are too simple to be satisfying, and then we're left forgetting and re-mystifying each other. Cause we don't really want to understand what makes us hurt each other. No, we don't really want to understand what makes us hurt each other. Oh no, we don't really want to understand what makes us... Fuck, sorry. I mean, I've been having a lot of trouble focusing recently. Too much aspartame in the diet, I think. To answer your question, I love you because I have to. There is no why about it. Any more than there's a reason why water vapor gathers in the sky, why the nettles in the garden don't go away no matter how much the guy downstairs tries to keep them at bay. There is no why about it. There is a how, I suppose. Don't really understand it, though. Maybe if I dug around a bit in the soil, I'd find out where all this love comes from and what it's for, but then the question would be answered. Ghost story would be over. There'd be very little point in telling it anymore. Right now, I'm happy just to let it be. Let you be you, me be me. Sleep till noon and watch TV. Make schemes together. Try not to keep secrets from each other. And just hope to God that we are right when we say, I love you. I love you. I just enjoy being around you. I don't think I'm going anywhere.